Hey everybody, this is Angela Rizzo, Chief Marketing Officer for VinQ, and you're listening to Cue the Next Leader podcast, the show that highlights leaders in the automotive industry and how their journey helps others go further faster. In this podcast, we delve into the depths of success and unveil the secrets behind the achievements of managers, owners, and influencers who have revolutionized our industry. So tune in and embrace the power of these transformative stories. The Cue the Next Leader podcast is here to fuel your drive, empower your aspirations, and ensure that no limit is beyond your reach. Welcome to Cue the Next Leader podcast. All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Cue the Next Leader. Joining me tonight is Jason Rice from Lot Pop. Jason, how you doing?
Excellent. Thank you very much for having me.
I'm so excited to be able to spend some time with you at the show.
Yeah.
What you been up to?
Well, you know what? Learning a lot. This is the first time I've been to the independent, the national. I've been to state ones. And a lot of times, you know, our clientele typically isn't the buy here, pay here stuff and everything. But I think, you know, I wanted to feel this conference out because, obviously, it's a national one. And there's a good turnout.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. And I've sat in a few workshops, learned a lot of stuff about things I didn't think about, transportation of EV cars and stuff. I've used one, you know, guy goes to the lane and buys a few EV cars, not realizing how much they weigh. They can only put four of those EV cars to eight on a truck because of the weight.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so the transport company now has to make up the money. There you say, so it's more money. So as these used car people may be trying to dip into the EV market, you got to think about the transport. Is this little stuff like that, even if you're a franchise dealer, are you thinking about
right.
stuff like that? So, matter of fact, I did meet a couple franchise dealers here today, and maybe they own an independent lot, but you know, those things like that you didn't think about, that's always good about these conferences.
Yes.
And the networking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Have dinner with nice people.
Oh, we had dinner last night. It was awesome. So tell me a little bit, you know, I know what you do, but I want you to tell the audience who you are, what you do, how long you've been in automotive. We'll talk about Lot Pop.
Yeah, just a little quick recap. I started in 1997 at a Ford store, and within 6 months, I was working internet leads. So 1998.
And you were doing internet leads in 98?
Yeah, because I didn't like being the guy on the point. I didn't like wrestling to get that door open for the customers, so I always worked the phones. They had to yell at me, hey, get out on the point. And so they, back in the 90s, they said, hey, we're going to try this internet thing. You like working the phones. You want to try this? So I did for about 6 months part-time. And then it turned into a full-time gig. So here I am in 1999. I didn't take it up. I was taking internet leads. So my retail career was 8 years, and most of that time was either selling cars off the internet, probably 4 or 5 years of that. That's the only way to make money. And then I ran internet departments for a small dealer group at 3 stores and went back to Luke Hughes dealer group in St. Louis at 12 stores as their internet director. That got me introduced to a gentleman named Dale Pollock, who created the auto in 2005. But then it wasn't even Beyond, it was Empower Auto. He had 180, 120 dealers, and he would sell it, and we graded how you own the car to wholesale. And the worse you own it to wholesale, the sooner you want to get off of it. Then we realized, well, you're not wholesaling cars, you're retail, so we started looking at retail dealers. So 8 years with Beyond, training dealers on how to look at market-based live, price to market. So I've literally been in 1,000-plus dealerships helping them there. Dale hired me. I was the first performance manager there. But he hired me because he thought internet and used cars were hand in hand. And I was part of the board of directors at Digital Dealer. I was speaking and doing articles in board magazines back then for internet process management and stuff. And then I joined Beyond to do the inventory stuff. So over those 16 plus years, it was either cut my teeth selling cars or helping dealers with used cars. And the benefit was I was blessed because, one, I was at the infancy, the very beginning of internet. So I was in the forefront of that too, being involved with Digital Dealer and articles and speaking back then. Then I got in the forefront of this whole pricing the market stuff with Dale Pollock in 05. And so I got to see the embassy and the impact of that, but I also helped dealers through that 08, 09 recession. You know, there's an underlying current that could be happening again right now.
Right.
And so just to be able to, I mean, I remember franchise dealers, Chrysler stores losing their franchise, having to turn them into used car operators, and I had to help them through that transition. So that experience helped. So I started this company, Lot Pop, about 10 years ago in the basement of my house. It'll be 10 years in September. figuring, okay, I can help dealers both with internet and inventory management and be their accountability partner, second set of eyes, and I pull data out of their inventory tool and their CRM, or depending on what I'm doing. But 7 years, and we're basically consulting and Google Sheets, and we built the company out over those years. But just in the last 2 or 3 years now, we turned that all into software. And our tool is called Lot Walk, because we do a physical lot walk every day. We look at car issues and customers, make sure the people are meeting and greeted. But what I realized after 25 years of doing this, we can do a great physical lot walk, but we never had a way to do a virtual lot walk. We talk about managing your virtual lot, but I got an inventory tool over here that doesn't talk leads. I got a CRM over here that doesn't talk cars. Example would be, what do you mean they don't talk cars? You get a lead on a car. Well, if you have a problem with large pickup trucks and they're not selling off your lot, you can't go into CRM and say, give me a large pickup truck leads. If your 2020s are sitting on your lot and not selling, you can't really, without pulling all your leads into some Excel sheet and sorting it by year, you really can't manage your leads based on age. Or maybe your 25 to 30 grand cars are sitting, or maybe your 31 to 45 age bucket is not selling. You can't use your CRM to isolate those leads and customers on those cars. So what I learned from Viotto and any holes in inventory management tools, I fill those holes by pulling that data and putting new metrics to it and tracking it differently. Pulling from the CRM, that data and tracking it differently. And I tell you, and I'm talking too long here, but 25 years of doing internet lead process management, we've been doing it wrong. All the metrics and everything. And again, let me explain.
Yeah.
If I'm heavy and large pickup trucks, so let's say I've got 30 in stock, I'm only on pace to sell 15. So they're bleeding through, they're high dollars, they're not selling. I want to ask a dealer, if you have any leads on large pickup trucks, before you drop prices, if you have any leads, how many times do you want to call and email those leads to get your sell rate up? Well, every day, every other day, right? Well, let me ask you, if you have a 30-day-old lead, is your CRM telling you to call a 30-day-old lead every day, every other day? No. They're telling you to do that on your fresh leads, about your 30 to 35. So that's the problems that we're trying to solve. It's going, okay, I can't manage leads based on the age of lead. I should be managing leads based on my problems in my lot.
Right.
I don't care if it's a 60-day-old lead or a 2-day-old lead. If my trucks are sitting, let's call and email those active leads on those trucks and increase my sales.
Right.
And so that's what I mean by car. You know, we've never had that ability. We show up on our lot, hey, the trucks aren't selling, let's move them to the front line, and any up we get, show them a truck. I don't care if they're here in the Camaro, show them a truck. We do that on the physical lot. Or hey, as a used car manager, if I see a customer walking around for 10 or 15 minutes and nobody helped them, I would throw a chair through the window and get upset, but I also get off my butt and go help that customer and give him a salesperson. And so that same used car manager knows he's got 5 leads that no one's talked to for 15 days, much less 15 minutes.
Right.
And they don't. They say, hold on, let me get my internet person. No, no, no. Your internet person, this is your route, and it's been here for 15 days. If it was 15 minutes, you'd be mad.
Right.
You should be just as mad about this. So it's just, those are things that I think you need to manage inventory based on leads, and I think you need to manage leads based on inventory. And again, the software's with lead metrics only be about 2 years. Last year, we're really starting to peel those layers back. That again, what we've been doing, my internet process should be managed based on the cars. What do I got to do today to sell more? And I'll talk again a little bit before. The other thing we started looking at was a lot of times we manage activities per lead. I want to get 8, 10, 20 activities per lead to get my contact ratio up to get more appointments. What I found is it should be activities per car, not activities per lead. So I'll pull, let's say you're at a store, and I pulled out a CRM, you did 150 phone calls and email activities yesterday. I'm like, high five, great job. You're only pacing 100. But what I looked at, what we're finding is about 70% of that activity you did had nothing to do with my current inventory and stock coming and selling card. Of the 150 activities you did, maybe 30 had to do with the cards and stock. You're doing sold follow-ups, maybe credit apps and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're trying to do, is increase that activities per lead. To get activities per car up and not activities per lead. If I can say 80% of your activity yesterday had something to do with selling a used car, then your inventory should be faster. Again, these are such new concepts or approaches. I don't have definitive numbers on them, but you can't lie, right? I mean,
right.
Well, 70% of what you did yesterday had nothing to do with helping sell the car.
Well, but what I love, if we can just backtrack a little bit, I love the fact that you were involved with Dale at the very beginning when he started Viotto. And he was really credited with creating the VDP and getting everybody
price
using the internet.
Supply.
He did all that.
Yeah. So that was fun being part of that ride. You know, that's I said going from 120 dealers to thousands. You know, I remember being in my office at home when I first started with them, and I'd literally get a fax about the new deal, and I would have to, and I'd get multiple faxes, maybe we sold 15 deals, and I got to go in house to train them, and I'm map questing out my trip, you know, and I'd staple my MapQuest from hotel to airport to hotel, hotel to dealer, dealer.
We'd print it out, right?
Oh, yeah. That was my roadmap for the month, for the week, and just go. You know, whatever. So I could be Texas and then fly to California and then fly to Nebraska and then come home and then do that again and just go wherever it was. So it was fun.
Well, you know, it's really cool because the fact that you were part of that innovation and that you're now doing the next level of innovation. You know what I mean? I mean, you're a pretty special guy.
Well, again, just blessed based on my, I would say, profile or my resume. Again, who'd have thought I've been working internet leads in the 90s, you know? And I just came across it. The only way I got in the car business was waiting tables. And one of the girls at the restaurant said her boyfriend just got a job selling cars. And I'm like, really? Does he have a degree in selling cars? She's like, no, he just answered an ad. So I'll go get ads. Get a job making 50 to 80 grand, and I go apply, and you know, I get there. The fact that I just wanted to be on the phone got me into the internet. So it's been a blessing just being able to be involved in the beginning of all those phases that really impact our whole industry.
So well, and it sounds like you know you made the most of every single opportunity. How did you get the idea for LotPop?
Well, it's just like most I would say entrepreneurs or ideas or companies is you find a need and a gap. So I found a lot of gaps in the data that, you know, the whole lot pop, the first concept was manage your lot. I think that's more important than looking at market data in the market, control what you can control. If you're having large pickup trucks, that's a fact. Let's do something about it. So let's work your lot first, both leads and cars. And then pop, we're talking about like pop in the market, both with email communications, photos, descriptions, pricing, stand out against everybody else. How you follow up with leads. So that's how the concept of that came in, but it was also, like I said, there's certain metrics that you could get it out of the systems, but you had to explore it,
really dig.
Plug it in. Because I could say, hey, give me January sales history, but it's just giving me the first and the 30th. It's not giving me breaking it out per week, so I'd have to take this week to create the next week. So that was the data I was manually pulling each week and going, okay, this is important. And it's hard to get it out of these systems, both CRMs and inventory tools. So I just picked those holes up, put them in together, and created what we call Lot Score. So you tell me, here's the goals that we should hit, and if we're not hitting it, let's attack it. So it's mostly, again, focusing on the lot, because inventory management tools like yourself, BenQ, Viotto, back in, you know, it's a lot of it is just so wrapped up in market data, the guy down the street, what he's pricing, MMR, Carfax, Black Book, Kelley Blue Book. I can't control none of that.
Right.
The only thing I control is what's in the lot. So, again, just finding those holes and filling the need, I think that made sense.
I love it. Do you also have a 20 group that you run? Can you talk a little bit about your 20 group?
So, I never had the idea to have a 20 group, but one of my performance managers said his dealers, like, hey, you guys should have a 20 group. I'm like, all right, I've never done it before, but let me reach out and see what something we can do. And yeah, matter of fact, it was weird. So here we are in 2020, where COVID shut down, March, April. We start well before that doing the 20 group. And here it was in October in Kansas City. I probably had over 40 people show up to our first 20 group. And it's mostly wrapped around used cars and obviously our concepts. So everybody's kind of on the same page. And it's been great. So we have our own training facility. It's about 30 people. Here, I was hosting those at big conference places, it costs a lot of money.
Yes.
It's not cheap to have a projector and a screen. So I did the math on some office space that was next to us, a conference area, and I invested money in there. Basically, it's kind of a break even. Whatever these dealers are paying, they show up, I say, hey, this is your guys' spot. What food, what drinks, what, you know, what do you want? Video games, you got ping pong table, you know. So we've taking that money and reinvesting in a facility for those dealers to come at each month to that. And yeah, it's kind of the more the concepts, and we'll have a speaker come in, and we'll do a university each month, which is free. I do a Laptop University each month. It's free, and clients and non-clients would show up. Because again, the metrics that we teach, they can do themselves.
Right.
It's a little more cumbersome, but at least you can come back with something you can implement that day. And I do that free every month myself, a day and a half course. So LaPopU or LaPop20.com if they want to check any of those out.
So your facility is out in Olathe, Kansas, right?
Yep.
So I want to make sure people understand it's pronounced Olathe. Not Olathe. Olathe.
Yeah. And that's the funny thing. When I started the 20 group, I thought, oh, this is my chance to maybe travel a little bit. Because we can go to Florida. We can go to these destination places. That's where a lot of 20 groups do. And we got the guys there. I said, all right, where do we want to go next? I'm like, kind of like Kansas City. And after I thought about it, we got guys from California, Pennsylvania.
It's right in the middle.
Pennsylvania guy don't want to go to California, vice versa. And they're like, we love the town. And now we got a new airport and everything. We got the Chiefs.
How awesome is that airport?
Oh, it's so great.
I love it.
So it's centralized. We're 30 minutes from the airport. We're steps away from a hotel. So just get here and, we can help you out.
Well, so what's on the horizon for Lot Pop and for Jason Rice?
Well, I would say, because the other plug I do is I did write a book on a book called Work the Facts. You go to workthefacts.com. It's actually called WTF.
WTF?
Yeah.
Stands for Work the Facts?
Yeah. Versus the old, what the...
You know.
And yeah. But it is a play on that, because I even had one of she came up to me, one of the dealers, and she said... She goes, I love the WTF, because half the time I look at that and go, what the... But... Again, it's all of our metrics that we track and trend over, go back to 05 with the auto. I mean, almost 20 years now of metrics that impact. Because our first thing is increase your fresh sale rate. I want to increase your gross and your volume. Everybody says that. All right, well, how do we do that? Well, if we can increase the amount of cars you sell fresh in the first 30 days, I can increase your gross. That's the best time to make the most money on the car. Our goal is 60-70% of your sales go out in the first 30 days. Well, if that doesn't happen, why? And there's tons of things that can impact that. Did your average investment go up? Did your SRPs or EVPs go down? Are you having 2020s, not enough 18s? You got too many trucks, not enough compact SUVs. What is, photos get behind, pricing's gone up, cost of market's gone up, drove my price to market up, blah, blah, blah. Those are the metrics that we track. And those in that book, every one of those metrics is mapped out and video links in there to help dealers. Again, if they want to do it themselves, they can impact, work the facts. Do this first before you run the market data, MMR, auction data you can't control. You got a truck, probably figure that out. So what's on the horizon is, I was at Patrick Abad, which is Beaver Toyota mutual client. And I was doing a meeting with them, and we were talking about their lead management part. And again, we're cheering about closing, internet closing percentage doesn't mean anything to me as much, and lead appointment ratio, that kind of stuff. Anyways, I was teaching this team about lead management, and he wrote on the board, work these first. And he goes, WTF. He goes, there's your WTF, work these leads first.
Right.
And I was like, perfect. I was thinking about another book to write. I was going to call it Lot Walk, because that's what our product is. But I'm like, no, it'll be a WTF 2.0.
Exactly. Work these first.
And it has to do with lead management.
Right.
Based on inventory issues and not age of the lead issues, which are CRM stuff. So that's on the horizon. Of course, we'll be at NABA and stuff like that. But this year, I think we've nailed down, what the important metrics is on used car management, because we've had that for 10 years now. It's these new internet metrics that we're going to take this year to peel back and go, okay, instead of looking at closing trends, look at this. Set of activities per car, how many activities per car. Not look at how many leads per car, but what percentage of my inventory has no leads.
Right.
That's more important to me than leads per car. And we're peeling that all back, and we're going to have that, and that's going to be the next book. Because I think, again, 25 years, think about 25 years of doing the same thing. Same processes are in our CRM. Same metrics that we tracked back then is the same, and it needs to change.
Yep. Well, I think the automotive industry is lucky to have you. Someone with your experience, you've started this movement, 25 years ago, and I'm excited to see what's going to happen in the next 5 or 10 years.
Yeah,
thank you for stopping by and talking to me.
Thank you for having me. You guys are awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. If you've made it this far, you've listened to the entire episode. And for that, we want to thank you. We hoped you enjoyed this episode. And if so, please leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. See you next time.